Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, and this week, and next week, we want to prepare for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to do a lot more with that next week. But each day, I'll mention something that's important to pay attention to. The first thing is, and those of you who are longtime listeners know this, but I hope you're also living it, is this is not the celebration of a past event. This is the celebration of a reality in our lives. What we need to do, those of us who have been baptized and confirmed, what we need to do is be asking for more of the Holy Spirit. If we have most recently been baptized, ask that all the gifts of the Holy Spirit might be activated in you by faith. Lord, you've equipped me to be your disciple. I don't know how to use your gifts yet. Teach me. And for those of us who are longtime Catholics, longtime Christians, it's easy to fall into a rut, isn't it? To say, oh yeah, Pentecost, yeah, I know what that is. As though it was simply a historical fact but had no application to your daily life, when in reality, it is the means. God himself, by his Spirit, is the means by which I become a disciple, a real disciple, a true follower of Jesus. Not somebody who's, yeah, I go to church every Sunday, as though that qualifies me for heaven. You can go to church and never really participate, never really open your heart, never really receive the grace that is God sharing his life with us. You just go in and figure, if I'm there in the pew, that counts, the attendance record. But that's not it. So what do you do with that time you're there? Yes, we need to be in church at least once a week. At least go to the source, the fountain, and receive. But we have to want it. God will never force his will on us. So as we go through this week and next week, as we prepare for the great feast of Pentecost, take an inventory of yourself. God died so that you could live forever. He died so that his Spirit, as he told us, his Spirit would come. When his Spirit would come, his Spirit would lead us into the fullness of truth. That is, into union with God. That is, into intimate union with the source of all love. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do. So come, as the scriptures say, come all ye nations. Come. God has so much. The first reading for this Monday is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verses 11 to 15. We set sail from Troas, making straight run for Samothrace, and on the next day in Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, a leading city in that district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We spent some time in that city. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate along the river, where we thought there would be a place of prayer, a little quiet. You ever do that? Just a little quiet here, a little corner where I can pray. We sat and spoke with the women who had gathered there. One of them, a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, a worshiper of God, listened. She listened. There's a difference between hearing and listening. Hearing, you hear the audible sounds. Listening means it goes from your head into your heart, and you really hear. When you go to Mass, are you just hearing audible sounds from the pulpit? Or are you listening and really receiving? We sat and spoke with the women who had gathered there, one of them a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, a worshiper of God. Listen. And the Lord opened her heart, not just her mind, but her heart, to pay attention to what Paul was saying. After she and her household had been baptized, she offered us an invitation. if you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my home. And she prevailed on us. The gift of hospitality. She knew she had received something. She didn't fully grasp it all yet, but she knew that she had received, and she immediately reached out to offer hospitality. Do you offer hospitality? Hospitality is one of the most beautiful Christian ways to reach out to others with the gospel in the sense in flesh and blood. You know, I remember people saying to others that I associated with, you know, why are you doing this for us? Why are you so good to us? Why would you think of us? We're not worth much. Why do you keep reaching out to us? Why do you act like you want to be with us? Brothers and sisters, there are millions of people like that out in the world. And the true Christian looks for the opportunity to offer hospitality. It can be as simple as a glass of water, a cup of tea, a cup of coffee. It could be something to take, a sandwich. It could be simply imparting hope and faith, the faith and hope you have in God. For many, that would be a real banquet. Whether you're called to offer what is spiritual or what is practical, offer it in the name of Jesus, and there will be great fruit. Psalm 149, the Lord takes delight in his people. He does. He delights in us when we praise him, when we thank him, when we love him, when we serve others in his name. When we do all of that, it's like a certain kind of a symphony almost that rises up to the very throne of God, like the sweet-smelling incense that the scriptures speak of. The praises of his people rise up before the throne of God. And for God, it's not just beautiful musical sound. He hears every voice. He knows every voice who is worshiping him. He knows you. Psalm 149, the Lord takes delight in his people. Delight in his people. Let the Lord delight in you. Draw near to him. Let him speak to you. In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 26, to the fourth verse of chapter 16, 15:26 to 16:4. I'm repeating these because I hope as you listen to this program regularly that you have your scriptures with you. Even if the translation is slightly different, it's very good to help the word to take root in you, to get it through two senses, hearing it and seeing it. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me." In other words, it's the Holy Spirit within us that says, this is the way of truth, follow it. You'll know it if you listen. Listen for the voice of truth within your own spirit that comes from the Holy Spirit. He will point you in the right direction. "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify because you have been with me from the beginning." What does it mean to testify? It means to say, this is the truth. This is the path. Walk in it. This is the Savior of the world. Look to him for the salvation that you need. That's testifying. "I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, that the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God." See, that's how perverted and how twisted we can become. That's why it's so important to root yourself in the truth, not in the priorities of the world, not in the new things that the world is always dreaming up, They never produce or rarely produce what they promise. Whatever is in Christ will flourish forever. Make sure that what you're doing, what you're valuing, is in Christ. It leads you to Him, ultimately. The time is coming, the hour is coming, when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. That's how confused we can become. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. Brothers and sisters, it's the Scriptures, it's the Eucharist. That's what allows us to draw very near and to come in a certain level to know the Father and the Son. Receive Him as often as you can. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you. In other words, persecution is coming. Hardship is coming. Those who testify to me will be subject to great difficulty. But I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you. In other words, that when you see difficulties, this is not outside God's plan. It's not outside God's action. God is allowing it, as difficult as it may be. In the midst of persecution, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will come. So what you want to be doing right now is receiving Him in your heart, allowing the Holy Spirit to make His home within you. In other words, that He begins to influence everything about you. You begin to look through His eyes, through the eyes of the Spirit of God. You look at the world and you can evaluate it more and more correctly the more you're willing to accept the goals and the priorities of God. And the Holy Spirit is given you to make that possible. You have been given inestimable, that is, they cannot be estimated, the value of them. You have been given inestimable gifts. It's not just some pious reflection. Scripture after scripture after scripture, Jesus tells us what awaits us. He tells us that He will be with us. He tells us that we will know power. He tells us that we will know joy. He tells us that we will have wisdom. Read the Scriptures. It's there for you, but He never forces it on us. Never. Love cannot be coerced. It's a free gift. The question is whether you're willing to make God at the center of your life, whether you're willing to put Him right center in your life, not just a peripheral thing that you assent to maybe once a week, maybe not even that. That does not make you a Christian. It does not make you a good Catholic. Let Him be in the center of your life and guide you in everything you think, say, and do. May God give you the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to offer you a free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. It can be received by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. If you'd like a copy of my CD, Captured by Mercy, which is on forgiveness, you can access that by going to our website, renewalministries.net.